I suppose it's not only me, all the councillors are on the same way of thinking, I suppose, if you like, that we're just not completely happy with the plan as it sits. And we think, you know, this is a very important plan. This has gone on long before I came onto the council, and I know since I have come onto the council that there's been deep discussion on this. And, you know, I feel going forward, and so does the rest of my colleagues as well, that we have to get this right. You know, we're here, we represent the people, we're taking all the views on board, and, you know, yeah, listen, we've decided that today that we're going to defer the plan now to the 8th of May. Listen, hopefully then we can all be on the one page and get, I suppose, everything, all our ducks in a row and get it right for the people that we represent.
We know issues have been identified by the Office of the Planning Regulator. There's been a lot of discussion about development in the south of the town and its environs, a lot of talk about flooding and floodplains. This all seems to be feeding into that same discussion, and that discussion has been going on a long, long time. It seems it's not yet resolved.
No, it's definitely not yet resolved, Dylan. I mean, the OPR, I mean, there's submissions there that they're looking to get out of the plan, and that's something that they're eager, we're eager to keep in. And I mean, there's been deep discussion as well, as you're right, about the south of the Swilly. And I mean, I suppose what's hindering it at the minute is there's no infrastructure there. We haven't got the sewage, and we haven't got the water, public lighting, footpaths, roads. We need a bridge over the Swilly. You know, and listen, we're all in the same agreement that it's an ideal spot, I suppose, in Letterkenny for development. But it's just the infrastructure's not there. We have, if you like, sites within Letterkenny that are sitting shovel ready. You know, we often talk about, and Councillor Brogan talks about it, the traffic light system. We have the green, you have the infrastructure in place. It has previously been granted planning, but yet now the OPR is trying to remove these from the plan. You know, that's something that myself, as Mayor of Letterkenny, that I'm eager that it stays in the plan. Especially these sites that has the sewers, the sewage, the lighting, the water, the footpaths, you know, and they're sitting ready to go, because at the end of the day, Dylan, we are sitting in a major housing crisis here, and we have been for years, and we have sites sitting there within Letterkenny town with all the amenities surrounding it, you know, and the OPR want to take these off, and you know, that's something that I'm not eager to sit back and let happen. So listen, that's the reason we've deferred this. We have to be all on the one page. We want all these sites given due respect and consideration, if you like, to going forward, because we need to get houses built within Letterkenny town as a matter of urgency.
Does the OPR need to be here in Lifford, sitting around the table with you and discussing this with you face to face? Because as long as there's toing and froing by phone or email back and forth to Dublin, it seems this isn't going to be resolved. Should OPR be up here at these meetings?
Without a doubt, though, the OPR needs to meet with elected members, and that's something that we have pushed for. And to be fair to our old planning authority here in Donegal County Council, they have requested the meetings from the OPR on our behalf, but the OPR is not willing to come and meet us. And, you know, again today we have asked and we have expressed our concerns why the OPR is not coming. We need the OPR to come down and meet with the elected members face to face. Likewise with Irish Water. And I mean, you hear it yourself, Dylan, time and time again, we're requesting these meetings, we're not getting them. At the end of the day, Donegal County Council, local authority, and in my opinion, they need to be demanding these meetings. And until we get the OPR around the table and Irish Water around the table, I think, you know, we're not moving in the right direction quick enough. But when we get them there and we can explain to them exactly, I mean, at the end of the day, we're the people on the ground. We know the areas. We know where the housing is needed. We know where the infrastructure is. And we need to explain this to the OPR, because with all due respect to the OPR, they're sitting in an office and they're dictating to us down here, and they're not on the ground. They need to be on the ground and see exactly what we mean and why we want this plan. And it's very important, as I say, Dylan, and I can't express enough, for us elected members and for constituents and for the landowners and the contractors, that we get this right.